Good to have all of you out here this morning. It's good to be in God's house, is it not, this morning? I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Do you guys like fantastic finishes? Do you guys like that? Do you like finishes where at the end of a ball game, let's just say, and the score is tied 2-2 and your home team's up and they hit a home run and win the game? Or you like somebody hitting the end of hitting the last basket before the time runs out and your team wins? Well, I like fantastic finishes as well. And I got a story to tell you. This happened back in 1972. And I really wasn't even following football that good back then, but I was starting to get into it a little bit. I was only in eighth grade at the time. But anyway, I'd been down to my aunt's and I'd come back home and I'd heard about how my favorite football team had just won a game in the last seconds, and they said it was really amazing and stuff, because football wasn't on television all the time back then. It just wasn't. It was just one of those things where now it's flooded with it, but it's not on there now. And I thought, wow, that's just too good to believe, you know. So I watched it on TV, and it was amazing. And what had happened was, hey, the quarterback dropped back. He threw the ball. It bounced off of somebody, went into the hands of somebody else, and they ran it in for a touchdown. It was the last play of the game. And you say, well, that sounds too good to be true. Well, I got a video to show you. Go ahead and let's go ahead and see if we can show the video and see if you remember this. That's where I became a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, by the way. That was what came to be known as the Immaculate Reception. That's what it became to be known. How many of you have ever seen that before? Well, there's been a few of you Steelers fans that have seen it down through the years, but that's been pretty amazing. That was one of those things where that was a fantastic finish. Why I bring that up today? Turn with me to 2 Timothy, if you would, please. The fourth chapter, 2 Timothy. And while you're turning there, we're going to read that here in a little bit. Those ball players on that field were taught never to give up until the final whistle, until the final tick of the clock. If any of you have ever played sports, I played sports down through the years, and that's what I was told. You never give up until the final whistle. You never give up until the final clock. You never give up until the horn sounds. You just don't do it. And that's the way it is. And that's why I want to talk to you about today. You know what? Don't quit until the final second. If you would, turn with me to 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter, beginning with the seventh verse. And it says this: I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, that this message would go out the way that you would have it to go out, Lord. I pray, Father, that your blessed will would be done, Lord Jesus. I pray that. Lord, I pray, Father, that the hearts and minds that are in here this morning, I pray, Father, that, Lord, you know what? That Lord, that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that, Father, that they are saved, and, Father, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are heading home one day, Lord. And I praise you for that. I praise you for this sermon. And Father, we just give you all the praise and the glory for it all. And amen. And amen. I want to tell you this morning. I want to say this to you this morning. Today, Christians, we march into battle, do we not? We march into battle each and every day. The day of rest will come later down the road. You understand that? Julie, I'll try not to tear this up here, I promise you. I will try my best, but I'll probably step over something here in a little bit. You know, out there somewhere in your life and in my life, there's a finish line out there one of these days. We haven't got there. If you're here this morning, I'm here to tell you, you have not reached the final yet. You've not reached the finish line. And I'm here this morning to tell you, praise God, you know what? And until that time comes, we have to keep on keeping on for the Lord. Amen? We have to. Maybe today, you know what? It may be today. The Lord calls you out of here. It may be 10 years from now. It may be 20 years from now. I do not know. Until that day, I want you to understand something. Give it your all. Amen? Give it everything that you got until the day. There is nothing wrong with a good start. I hope and pray that you are here this morning, that you have got a good start in your life. I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior. I'm going to open it up here after a while, and we're going to open up this altar. And if you do not know Him this morning, I pray that you would come up here this morning and get to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm here to tell you right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it'll be the best thing that you've ever done in your life is to give Him your life this morning, to let Him know that you are starting with Him along this way. That video I showed you happened in 1972. I wasn't even a Christian then. I didn't become a Christian until 1974, and I'm here this morning to tell you it is the best decision that Dave Long has ever made in his life. No, not to preach, not to teach, not to even come to church down here, which has all been good to me. But praise God, the best thing that I ever done was to know that Jesus Christ had dealt with me and that I accepted Him into my heart. And I want you to know when you do that, you will have a great start in your life. You will have that. It's what we do in between that start and in between that finish is what counts. Do you know the Raiders led that game to about 5 seconds left? They led that game to 5 seconds left. But you know what? That's not what winning was. Hebrews 3:14 tells us this. For we are made partakers of Christ. Get this. I want you to understand this. We are made partakers of Christ. What's it say? If. You get that? If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Amen? That's what it says. It doesn't say shall, it says if. We hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. If we hold on to what we started with until we reach the finish line. Praise God, if we hold on to it until we reach the finish line, I'm here to tell you, we can be made winners in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, if we hold on. I heard someone say one time, it takes a lifetime to build a reputation. I heard somebody say that, but it only takes 5 minutes to tear it down. Amen? It does. It only takes 5 minutes to tear something down. You know what? There are no medals for a 95-yard dash. Amen? There are no medals. There's nothing there for a 95-yard dash. I'm telling you, I used to run track, and this used to upset me. They used to let me run in the relays. But they would never let me run the last half of the relay. I got to run the second. I never got to see the finish line. But praise God, I'm here to tell you right now, Greg, that if I know today, if I keep a hold of His hand, I'll see the finish line someday. I will see it one day. And praise God, you know what? If I hold on to it. That's what it tells us. Praise God this morning. You know what? I am so thankful. Thankful. Listen, I've heard, whenever I tell you it takes a lifetime to build a reputation, only 5 minutes to tear it down. You all know, you've heard of Jimmy Swaggart. You've heard of Jim Baker. You've heard of all those. You've heard of them down through the years. I remember watching and thinking, man, those people are powerful. Man, those people are on fire for God. Man, many people are getting to know them. And guess what happened? You see what happened? It took 5 minutes for their reputations to be torn down. And that should be a warning to everyone. God going strong, listen to me, going strong, God working in their ministries. And all that, before you know it, they were off the track. And that should be a warning to every individual in this church here this morning. It should be a warning to us. Philippians 3:11 through 14 tells us this. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained it. Do you get that? You know what Paul's saying? He said, you know what? I said, by any means that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not that I've already attained it. Nancy, I haven't gone nowhere yet. I'm saved. I'm on fire for God, but pray God, He's telling me I haven't got anywhere yet. Why? Because I'm not home yet. One of these days, praise God, I will see Him face to face. And guess what? That faith that I have down here, praise God, that faith will become sight one day. Amen. Praise God. Not as though I've already attained. Either we're already perfect. I'm not perfect either. Neither have I already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before me. Praise God, I can't do a thing about what happened. If you're sitting here this morning, that scripture's for you. You can't do a thing about what happened 5 minutes ago. But praise God, in His grace through His Son, Jesus Christ, you can take care of it now going forward. Amen? Amen. How about you this morning? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Do you think that, well, you know what? I got to get good enough. I got to get myself good. You will never get good enough. You will never get good enough to accept Jesus' grace in your life. You will never get good enough because grace is free. Grace is for everyone. Grace is there for us to praise God that, you know what? If grace is for you to come to this altar this morning and to get it free, you can't do it on your own. I don't care. You can't make yourself good enough to be a Christian. Amen? You can't do it. I don't care what you quit doing. I don't care what you say. You can't do that. It's in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You'll say, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Paul's saying, not that I've already obtained this. He says, say not to heaven. Or I haven't already arrived. There's not a person in here that's already arrived. Do you understand that? You will arrive whenever a preacher is already standing over you and yet he preaching your funeral one day, or when Jesus comes back to get us. That's when you will arrive. Keep on keeping on. A minister by the name of Bob Hoots, I don't know if any of you know him or not. He'd been preaching for over 60 years. 60 years he had been preaching. One night he was preaching, he stopped preaching, and he said this in the middle of his sermon. I thought this was so long. He said, I just want to finish strong. Amen? I just want to finish strong. One of the greatest Christians that I know personally in my life is by the name of Russell Kearns. And I went to this church with Russell Kearns, and Russell Kearns was up in his 80s. And I remember Russell testifying and praising God all the time and sitting on the front row of that church up there at 14th Avenue. And he would get up and he'd testify. He said, we're not home yet, children. Keep your eyes upon the Savior. I'm here to tell you. Pray God. And he would shout the church down because he knew, like you should know this morning, you're not home yet. You're still in this life. And as long as you're in this life, you're in this fleshly body. And I'm here to tell you, if you're in this fleshly body, I'm here to tell you, things can happen. But praise God, keep your eyes upon the Savior. He went on to say, he said, I don't want to grow bitter. He went on to say, or become discontented. I want my Christian walk to grow sweeter and sweeter as the days and the years go by. How about you this morning? Life can make us bitter, can't it, Sarah? Life can make us bitter. I'm here to tell you, I don't care. You know what? You could be serving the Lord for a long time, and life can make you bitter if you are not careful. It can make you discontent. You can think, well, God, why do you let that happen? God, why is that going on in my life? Why is this going on in my life? We've got to understand, it's not what's going on in his life, it's what he's done for us. Praise God. That's where it's at. That's what it matters. That's why it matters. I want to finish strong. How about you? Listen, that was a fantastic finish, was it not? Guess what? You hang on Jesus' hand, you ain't seen nothing yet. Praise God. You want to talk about a fantastic finish one of these days. You want to talk about making it home one of these days. After hearing that, I started thinking in my mind, I started processing. You know what? Who have lost their desire and their will to serve God? Who has done that? I've seen I've seen lots of people who are overcomers. I'm here with them every week in church. I hear Greg talk. Greg's an overcomer. I've heard a lot of people talk about being an overcomer. I have seen people, though, that have become not overcomers. They've just walked away from it. And I'm thinking to myself, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. Then why? Oh, well, okay, we're good. Yeah, are you then? Why are you not here serving God? Why are you not in church somewhere serving Him? I've lost their desire, their will. I've seen a lot of people overcome. I've seen a lot of quitters. I've seen a preacher step down from the pulpit one time and never preach again. He's already left this world. And it broke my heart. And it still this day breaks my heart. Because man, that guy could preach. Man, he could preach. One thing we should always remember, always strive for, finish our course that was laid out for you. I want to read this scripture, and I want to tell you something. Acts 4, 20, 24. But none of these things move me. This is Paul talking. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God. Now I'm going to read that again. You need to mark that in Acts 20, 24, because that's something you need to study. But none of these things move me. Paul was talking to the people in Asia. He was getting ready to be taken and to be taken and put into prison. And he's talking to them and he's trying to tell them. He said, listen, but none of these things matter. Neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come your way. I don't know what's coming your way. Brother, good to have you here this morning. I don't know what's coming your way or anybody else's way. But I'm here to tell you, you have a course to run. Everybody that's been born again, Greg's not going to run my course. And I'm not going to run Greg's course. You understand that? Greg's got a course to run. Greg has got a way. You have a course to run. You have a course to run. We all have a course to run. Where we get in trouble, Elite, is this. We want to run somebody else's course for them. Amen? That's where we get into trouble. We want to say, well, I believe that Rodney should be doing this, or I believe that Sarah should be doing this, or I believe that Greg should be doing this. You take care of yourself. Everybody has a course to run, and you will have a fantastic finish. Amen? I cannot sing like Tony sings. I can't. I don't even try. I can't play the piano like Belinda plays. I don't even try. That's their course. But I want to tell you something. Do whatever God has set you to the best of your ability. Do it. Whatever it may be, wherever it may be, do it. Let God use you for His glory, for His honor. Have a fantastic finish in your life. Let God do that for you. Let Him do that. Run the course. Run the race. Dave, I don't know what my course is. I'm here to tell you, you're looking at the wrong man if you expect me to tell you what your course is. I'm going to give you what the Word of God says. But I'm here to tell you, you know what God has set you forth on. You know the path God has laid for you. You know it this morning as well as you're sitting here this morning. You know what God has laid out for you. And if you are fighting against it, don't expect me to tell you something different. Because I believe this morning that everybody has a course. And by the way, I wrote this down because I think this is so great. God give me this. He said, don't forge His name to anything, Greg. You know what I mean by that? Don't forge God's name to anything. What am I saying? There's a lot of people out there say, well, God said for me to do this. God said for me to do that. And God said for me to do this. Don't forge God's name to something if God's not telling you to do it. Right. Amen? Amen. Right. Don't forge His name to it. Don't do that. I'm here to tell you this morning, God has laid it out for each and every one of us. You know if God has forged you. You know this morning what it is. I've heard people say, well, God told me to do that. And then 2 years later, well, no, God told me to do something else. Now, come on. I don't serve that kind of a God. Amen? God don't make no mistakes. Amen? I don't think God makes any mistakes. Don't try and be Patty. Don't try and be Greg. Don't try and be Belinda. Don't try and be anybody else in here. You be yourself and run the course. You can't finish another person's course for them. There is way too many backseat drivers in church. Amen? Amen? Way too many backseat drivers in church trying to tell everybody how that they should do it. If God is living within you this morning, the Spirit of God will show you what is right, what is needed in your life. There's only something you can do. Of course, finish strong. Contrary to popular belief, and I wrote this down too, I believe life can get tougher the older you get. Amen? I believe it can. I believe life can get tougher the older you get. Being getting old is not for a wimp, is it not, Ron? It's not for a wimp, I'm here to tell you.
The older you get, and you think, well, you know what? Yeah, you should be growing closer to the Lord. But also, as you're growing closer to the Lord, you know what? The devil's coming after you with all different things. Well, you know what? You can't do what you used to do. You can't pray the way you used to pray. You can't do this the way you used to do. I love the song this morning, Tony. He's a liar. Fear's a liar. Amen? God can use us for His glory and for His honor, for everything that He has for us, because He is that kind of a God. I want everybody in here this morning, first off, to know that you've started. Secondly, I want you to finish strong. I want you to finish strong. Amen. Is there anything wrong with wanting to finish strong?
No, sir.
Not a thing. There shouldn't be a thing in here for anyone. We should want to give God everything, our all, everything that we can give Him to finish strong. Praise God this morning. I tell you what, I feel good this morning. Amen. I feel good this morning. I feel like, you know, in the spirit, I feel good. I feel good in the spirit this morning. I had a tooth pulled the other day, and I can hardly talk this morning because my jaw is still swollen and some other stuff. But you know, praise God, I feel good in the spirit. I feel good in His spirit this morning because He is a good God. Amen. Praise God. As your health, as your stamina begins to wane and things can start going in your life, listen to me. Listen, I know what it's like to start things and not finish. Amen? I know what it's like. I've started many a diet. I got a pile of diets I probably started in my life. I started a pile of them. Didn't finish them. I got a building down there. Just ask my wife. That needs to be finished. Amen? There's stuff that we start sometimes that we don't quite get finished sometimes. That will get finished, I know. But there are things in our life, especially our spiritual walk, we got to finish it. Kids, you're starting on a journey. Finish it. I shouldn't call you kids. You're not kids no more. Amen. You're not kids no more. You're adults. And we're on a journey. Amen. Praise God. They come get a song for me. I'm done.